welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop overworking podcast.
Don't forget comedy again.
Comedy. There's a lot of fun when you're overworked.
Yep. And my name is Overworked Michelle.
And my name is...
Say it.
Just on Easter break. Easter break, Riku.
Man. Oh, you know what I noticed now that we're on the topic of Easter break? I forgot it was Easter and I scheduled something on Sunday for my lab.
Oh no, poor Jesus. I swear to God, everyone in your labs, they're such heathens. I don't understand.
Yeah. But no, I'm a heathen because I made the schedule and I was like,
oh, well, that I knew. Yeah. But
oh, thanks.
You're such a heathen. Ugh. It's okay. Jesus loves you.
Oh, I love him too.
No. Oh, it was platonic.
Yeah, I love Korean Jesus.
Oh, God, that reminds me of... Oh, no.
What?
When my students were in Aachen for... They went to see the cathedral and their professor... They were getting a tour of, like, you know, the... I don't even know what part because I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But the lady apparently was talking about relics and how something becomes a relic. So if, you know, one thing touches another thing, like one relic touches another item, apparently that becomes a relic. Is how I was told it works. I don't know if that's true. And then she was apparently talking about that's the reason why there's no like Jesus relics because, you know, his body is not on earth. So nothing... was touched by him, so it didn't become a relic, you know?
Okay.
And then the professor just goes like, well, he was a Jew, so his foreskin is probably somewhere.
What and the could heck? Have
and it, he said that inside the church.
Who? The
He is Jewish, so...
But still,
that it's just such an odd thing to say.
Yeah,
and
why?
Apparently the students were... And this was like, the students had just met him. Like, this was one of the first activities in the semester. And they were all like, oh, so this is what it's going to be like. Okay.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah, Jesus' foreskin has been talked about.
Wow. Okay. Hope no one files any complaints about that.
No, the lady somehow, for some reason, said, oh, well, it must have been a big one. Like a big foreskin.
Wow. Anyway.
I don't know what she was insinuating, but man, I heard this story and I was just like,
man, y'all are cool. Weird people. Are you sure that's not like a weird foreskin cult or something?
Oh my God, a foreskin cult. Yeah. I still don't really get why. Anyway, let's not talk about that right now.
No. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about you and that. Me.
I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us.
Oh.
It's a good song. Anyway.
Cute.
Yes. My week started off strong, actually.
Nice.
I went to a grocery store and I bought some groceries. And one of them was a beer.
A beer?
And a beer. It was actually like the beer mixed with lemonade. So it's like 2% alcohol. It's basically nothing. And the guy like scans it, puts it down, looks at me, scans the rest of my items, and then just goes, can I please see an ID? And I was like, you are kidding me.
Wow. Was that he like was an older person or like a younger person?
No, no. He was like maybe late 20s, maybe early 30s. He was young. And I was like, yes, you can. You absolutely can. Gave him my ID. You know, he just looked at it and I was like, yeah, I'm a bit older than 16 because you can buy beer at 16, you're right. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I get it. It's the mask. It's really hard to tell.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I do not look that young by any means. But he was just like, yeah, but it's still interesting just how wrong you can be sometimes.
Yep.
So, yeah, I am 36 going on 15, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I love that. See, you and I, we're going to just
so funny.
Be young forever.
Yes.
Man.
Like in the BTS song.
Oh. Yeah. Won't talk about Taehyung aging, but...
we took his youth. It's not his fault.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But yeah, so other than that, my week, honestly, it was busy, but it was fine.
Okay.
Today, I biked...
Through
like
rain.
40 kilometers, through the rain. Not the entire time, but I am beat.
Yep, you are.
And I sleep so
pooped.
Well. Exactly. Oh. But as I said, Easter break, sleeping in for 5 days straight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He died for our sleep? No.
I guess so.
No. I mean, well, now we're being actual heathens. That is...
Mm-hmm. Ahem.
Anyway, yeah. How are you?
I'm just over here being my own heathen self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, I don't know what's happening this week, but I've just been waking up, starting work, and then I work until like 12 a.m. And
oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Probably, well, I do know what's happening, a lot of things. But
yeah.
But you know what else I did, though, on top of that, all my work?
What did you do?
I suddenly decided to start a fitness challenge.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I started it this morning.
What does the challenge... Okay, what does the challenge look like? Yeah, give us the deets.
Dirty deets. Apparently, this is like a viral challenge that a lot of people did. And I watched a bunch of videos yesterday, but it's a girl named Chloe Ting. And
oh my God, you're doing the shred?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Oh my God. Her videos are actual torture.
Have you tried them or have you just seen
them? Yeah. No, I've tried them.
I'm doing the two-week shred challenge.
Yes.
And
it's like... four times the torture.
Yeah, I did the full, like, because it's the three videos or like you have to do them, but then there's these warm-up and cool down ones that are optional, but I did it full this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought I would be dying. It wasn't that bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just
me.
Maybe
she eases you into it.
Yeah, maybe it's just me being super motivated and I'm like, I could do this, and then it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe because, like me, you're getting older and you'll feel it tomorrow.
Nah, never. No, I made sure to do the cool down. I will not feel it, hopefully.
Good.
But yeah, no, I've been, I don't know. I just suddenly made the decision last night. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks, that's perfectly enough time. And then before the trip. And I was like,
exactly.
Why not?
And there's rest days and stuff, too. So it's really good.
And I feel like I've just never pushed myself to do anything exercise related before. So I was like, I'm going to challenge myself and do this.
Yeah, fun. No, she's really good.
Yeah.
And she has a new one every year, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm doing the 2021 one.
Nice. Yep. Yeah. 21 one.
Yeah, 21 one.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could do those things right now, but with my shoulder, there's no point
because
it's too
don't.
Much like planking and I just can't put that much weight on my shoulder yet.
Yeah, no, you gotta keep it low impact.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sticking with like my regulars, biking, running, hiking.
You're already very active to begin with anyway. Yeah. So I needed something. I'm like, this is the schedule. I'm going to stick to this.
Yeah. No, that's great.
We'll
and it's a lot of fun. Because I really like yoga with Adrienne. And I did, because she does, I think like a 30-day challenge at the beginning of every year or most years. And I did the first one back in 2017, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing them. I think I skipped like 18 or 19, but I've been doing them ever since and they're just really nice.
Aww.
And it's so much variety and so many different ones.
Yeah.
And things you can revisit. So I love those challenges.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm learning more about myself because like for me, I've already been doing Pilates like for the past few weeks now, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably what prepared me for this shred challenge.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. But then I was okay. Potentially.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I think what I'm learning is that for me, I actually do like the high intensity, like short bursts.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more I have to stick with one move, I'm just like, oh, can I get this over with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes those, there's another one. I'll send you her YouTube. I like her because she has those, which is great for me. She has the like no equipment, but also no impact. Because I have downstairs neighbors.
Exactly.
But what she does kills in the best way. She has like those 15, 20 minutes workouts and they're really sweat inducing too.
Yeah, that's what I like about this challenge too, is that it's with the extra optional videos, it's just an hour long like every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can do that. Just wake up in the morning and do it.
Exactly.
So yeah, we'll
Very
see how
nice.
That goes. But I did the first day today and
good.
Feeling good.
That's a good start. And tomorrow you do the second day and then you'll do the third day. And then I think the fourth day is usually your rest day.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is good. Because nice. I gotta go out and work on that day.
Exactly. And I mean, you could probably also move days around if you need to, if it doesn't fit in your schedule. So as long as you do the rest days.
Yeah, I already spread it out on my calendar. I was like, this fits perfectly. So hopefully I'll stick with it.
It's a sign.
It is. And I'm going to have the best abs when I see you. Just kidding. No, it's not going to happen in 2 weeks.
I'm going to wash my clothes on your abs.
Yes. Please do. But yeah, I
yes.
did like the whole measurements thing. And then I'm like tracking everything just to see how it goes.
Woo, woo. Very good. Woo woo. Progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting fit and staying healthy.
Yeah, pushing ourselves to the limit.
No. I don't like that. See, my coworker, and I
just
I told her this too, but she's doing this thing. It's an actual event where you walk 100 kilometers in 24 hours. So they start at 6 p.m. or something and then walk through the entire night, and they the goal is to make walk 100 hours and I think, you know, if as long as you make it in 26 hours, it's considered done. But you know, she told me, and I was like, that is so cool, and you know, it sounds like a great challenge, but I'm just not ambitious like that when it comes to movement, because I want to enjoy myself. If I end up doing something that just breaks me mentally and physically, I will hate it and I will not want to do it again, because I'm a little bitch like that.
No, when I said pushing ourselves to the limit, I meant my limit and not the human limit.
Okay. Well, she's very active. She's a runner too, so maybe that is her natural limit. Yeah. But
no,
she asked me to send her a motivational text at the next morning when she's still
my God.
Walking.
That's
I'll do that.
Horrible. I like her a lot. Could
no, she's,
never.
Yeah. No, she's extremely cool though. She does things like that. She also during her vacation, her last vacation, she went to plant trees.
My God.
She just went in the forest and planted trees with an organization. I was like, dude, yes, so cool. Yeah. Oh, she's awesome.
We all have our own things that we do.
Yes,
she plants trees and we podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's a both similarly of them are, good impact on
I was gonna say.
The environment. And
no, we're giving to the world in our own way.
Exactly.
But yeah. Have you been doing anything personal, watching stuff? Still Buffy?
I didn't watch Buffy this week. I didn't have time.
Oh.
Did I watch anything? I think I watched one episode of Love is Blind, the second season, because, you know, it was there.
Yeah.
Netflix reminded me that I was watching that. I was like, right. And then I watched it and I'm like, oh.
Anyway.
But no, I did not have time to really watch anything this week.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did the beginning of the week. I think I watched it over the weekend, but I'm just continuing to watch that K-drama Tomorrow because it's interesting.
How is it? Is it still iffy?
Yeah, I feel like it's still iffy, but then I came across it the first week it came out, and then so I'm just why not keep up with it because it's weekly? So for now, I'm with it, but then we'll see if I lose interest.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we shall see.
We shall.
We shall. Michelle.
She shall.
We shall see. Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you want to talk about some K-pop?
Sure.
Sure. Do you want to start with SHINee's ONYU, who released his DICE album on April the 11th?
Yes. My bias in SHINee.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah. Man, where to start? Should we start with the
music
video?
Let's start with the MV.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's start with Budapest Hotel over here.
Oh my God. It started off freaky and then just didn't ever make sense after that.
No. At first, it felt like, what is the opposite of jailbait? Because he's 32 years old, but he was dressed like a little boy
I
and
think that's
acting
just
like catfishy. A little boy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not in a good... Anyway.
Oh.
I will not finish that
sentence. No, I think...
In my own personal interest, I will not finish that sentence.
I think I know what you mean. It's like, I think it's just the concept is very youthful and I feel like it doesn't really fit all
too
well.
No, it's like the colors and it feels like they, again, went for just an unnecessarily artistic video.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, personal preference, we're just not that into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But can you settle this debate that I had with myself?
Yeah.
Is his hair orange or is it just a weird shade of brown?
I feel like...
Because it looks orange. Bro-orange.
I think it is bro-orange. I feel like I'm just so used to that color being in K-pop that I just think it's that color and not that it's orange or brown.
It looks, I think it's amplified by the other colors in the video, but like it kind of looked,
Yeah, it's vibrant.
Orange. Yeah.
Oh, is that why you hated this so much? Okay.
No.
Yeah. I want that girl's yellow dress though.
Ooh, you should get it. Let's find her. I'll hold her down. You take off her dress.
I don't know if it'll fit me. She's like a model.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did listen to the entire album. And first of all, his icon for this era or like concept or whatever, it's a 20-sided die. And I just love that he's getting into the spirit of Dungeons and Dragons. Because my game is actually starting this week. So,
Nerd Alert.
He has my back.
Yes, he does. He will lend you his die if you want it, if you need it.
Thanks. The die that has just his name on it.
Yes.
Yes. What did you roll? I rolled an O.
An O.
Oh.
Yeah, I listened to the album too. I like it. It's nice. It's light. It's pretty funky.
Mm-hmm.
I like Yobi a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds extraterrestrial. I love it.
E.T.
Yeah.
He's Onew. He is still my favorite voice in SHINee, but man, I was kind of hoping for some ballads in this album.
Yeah, definitely.
Not saying I'm disappointed, but you know.
Yeah. Maybe that's what, like, Yobi came closest to that.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. We need his power voice.
We do.
More of it.
Seriously. Give us ballads. Give us pain.
Yes. Especially together. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
We gobble it up.
Shall we gobble up this next topic too?
Bro, I gobbled it up. Let's get into it.
Because this is our first comeback with Dreamcatcher.
Our queen.
Yeah, with their album Apocalypse Save Us.
Yes. My personal favorite K-pop girl group.
Yes. I still need to get more into them.
This album, well, yes, but also this album is my hot girl summer soundtrack.
Yes, it has everything.
It's so good. It has everything.
14 friggin' songs. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and solos. And such good and, like, unique solos. Yeah. I was so happy. But yeah, the title track, Maison, which of course means house or home.
It means my French. Son. My son.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. This podcast is over.
Oh, no.
No, let's I'm kidding. Plant that trees. Was a good, very good pun.
Thank you.
But yeah, Dreamcatcher out here saving the world from global warming.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Looking great while they're doing it.
Yeah, looking great in the bad apocalyptic CGI.
Oh, my God. Video. Yeah, the background.
I just don't understand. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of, that one scene with all the people sit, like, people,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
quote unquote, sitting on at the table, I got Squid Game vibes from that, from the masks.
Yeah, I guess.
I was like, I'm creeped. No, I don't think that it was like an actual reference to it. It was just, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
That looks familiar.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That background that was all CGI was a choice.
It really was. Well, we've learned to ignore it.
Have we?
Not enough, no. But, you know, it's more exposure therapy. Maybe next time we can ignore it.
Maybe we just need to watch, like, on and off videos for 12 hours straight and then we'll be cured.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I love on and off.
Yeah.
I don't care about the videos. I'll watch them. If I can hear, if I can listen to their music, I'll watch all the videos. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that backfired.
Oh, my torture device didn't work.
No, give me more. But yeah, I love back to Dreamcatcher, but I loved all the goddess looks that they had going on.
Seriously.
They looked so amazing.
Just want all their outfits.
Yeah. I watched one showcase of My Son.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had like red outfits, but one of them I swear to God, it wasn't like flare pants. That was not a flare. She was wearing mermaid pants.
Oh my God.
Like the mermaid.
Yeah.
Dress. That it was serious.
Wow. She was
so cool though.
She was in it to win it.
Yes. Yes. She was under the sea to win it.
Oh my God.
So yeah. Great though.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Then of course, the Always performance.
Man. Someone, I don't know all their voices, of course, because I don't even know their names, honestly. But one of their voices, it was so good. It gave me chills at a certain point. I was like, who is this?
Their vocals are all just so good. And Always, the piano part at the beginning reminded me of Young Jay's Eternal. So I was very happy. And then the song was like, the entire song was just great.
Oh.
And, you know, here we have our good ballad. What Onew couldn't deliver, of course, the girls delivered.
Of course. You can only trust women.
Only trust women, for sure. But yeah. Also Locked Inside a Door. That is my jam. That is my actual summer jam.
Yeah. We're going to just blast.
There's so many
songs.
Gems, I know. Yes. But that one especially, the rock vibes and the vocals and the beeping. Like the censoring.
I know.
Oh, God. So good. Yeah. So good. We love Batgirls.
We love badass bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to all the songs and for me, it's just so cool how all of them got solos and then all of them are so distinct from each other.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can tell what kind of personalities they have just based on these songs. And also, I never knew that there were Chinese members, but that was very interesting. And I really liked the little touch of Mandarin in Winter.
Yes.
It was very
nice. I love
that
too. Oh. That was really cool. I like, Winter and Entrancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so magical. I love that. It's like perfect for a period drama.
I know. I am into that vibe. You already know.
Yeah. And of course, Beautiful, another rock song. Mm-hmm. So freaking cool. So early 2000s teen movie soundtrack-esque.
All those descriptors.
Yes. Loved it. Do you have a favorite solo?
Man, I don't know. They're all so different. You can't be like, here are some ballads and then here are some like super hardcore. And it's like, which one's your favorite?
Without comparing them as musical pieces, is there something that like touched your heart?
Something
or your
that
butt,
touched me?
Or any part of you? Yeah.
That made me become a relic?
Yes. Something that made you feel like you were touched by Jesus' foreskin.
Yeah.
Was there something
Where's the
like
beep
it?
For that? We need some beeps. God.
It's Dreamcatcher used them all up. Sorry. No more beeps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay. First of all, though, would it be better if it came out as what made you feel like you were touched by Jesus's beep? Because I feel like that's worse.
Yeah, let's not talk about Jesus's anything anymore.
Cool.
Back to Dreamcatcher's beeps. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly probably need to listen to it a couple more times.
Mm,
but
okay.
To find out, because picking one solo out of them all, I don't know.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm not going to do it. No.
Why'd you make me do it?
I don't know. It seemed like fun at the time.
Yeah. Now we regret. No. Honestly, no. All of the group songs are solid. All of the solos are solid.
Yeah.
Very solid album.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I am so happy with this.
I know. I need to.
So excited.
We need to start like learning their names, or I don't know if you know any of them.
Nah, not really. I mean, I get really confused by changing hair and stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, and changing outfits.
Yeah, I'm like, is that girl that same girl from the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they already don't have the same hair as they did in the MV.
No.
So I was like,
yeah.
Cool.
We'll get into them. We'll look into them.
Yes, we will. But yeah, another lady that we're already into very much is our BFF, our bestie, our
queen,
Jessie. And she just very recently, yesterday, at the time of this recording, April 4th, 13th, she released her, I think, digital single, Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Hot Girl Summer Soundtrack 2, Catfish Boogaloo.
Yeah, catfishing is a theme for this episode, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but...
What does that say about us?
Nothing. Yeah. So cool. The music video is featuring La Chica, who was on Street Woman Fighter. It's Chunga's crew, dance crew. So it's amazing.
Yes.
They look amazing. It's just another booty shaking song.
And we love shaking our booties.
Mm-hmm.
Booty, ooty, ooty, ooty. But yeah, Bestie did it again. I feel like this is really a song for our trip. Just like lights, camera, action. Gonna be that for us in the summer. We're gonna film everything. We're gonna take photos. We're gonna catfish people. It's gonna be great.
I know. Amazing. Yeah.
We're gonna... I'm single now. We can do Tinder again.
Do we want to do... Oh my God, Tinder in Paris? That's gonna be...
Tinder in Paris.
Oh.
I hate that for us already.
I know. That's going to be horrible. But ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Because I've never done Tinder in my life, so.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I've even done it, honestly.
It was, we
browsed.
We dipped our toes in.
Yeah.
We did. To the Tinder pool.
Yeah. The cesspool of Tinder.
Into the... Ugh. The Tinder cesspool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe let's not. Anyway.
But yeah. Jessie, she sounds so different in the part where she's just singing. I think it's the bridge. I was like, whoa, her voice sounds so different, but I love it. It's like something that I feel like I haven't heard that kind of tone of voice from her before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I actually love the song. I like that it's so different in some parts.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are great.
Yeah.
The beat is great. The melody is great. Just great.
And also just, I really love how this music video was filmed too. It's not over the top. It's just like, there are shots of like just badass women just being badasses.
All we want to see. We don't need crappy CGI. We can appreciate women without that.
Exactly. Yeah. So another great hit. We're going to be blasting this. And booty shaking in May.
Yes, we are.
But yeah. Pretty solid but short week. Should we get into some of our song recommendations?
Let's do it.
Okay. This song came on my playlist yesterday and I was immediately just punched in the gut. And it's
nice.
101's Beautiful.
Oh, I was literally thinking about us just like being able to walk somewhere together and listening to the same song and just like...
Exactly.
I was thinking about that yesterday and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I listened to this yesterday and I thought about it.
Oh my God, we were connected.
We were. Yeah, so of course this is like the song, the ultimate song that embodies our trip to Korea.
Yes.
Back in 2017. 18, but yeah.
God, how has it been so long? I don't understand.
I don't know.
How has it been 4 years?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, so it's been a while, but man, this song always just gives me all the feels when I listen to it. It's just all the memories from back then. And yeah, I just feel like it's very fitting because we're going to meet again soon and probably have new songs to then have tied to our memories.
Exactly. Like booty shaking.
Yeah.
Jesse songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Woo. Beautiful.
Woo. Beautiful. Speaking of woo,
ooh,
my recommendation this week is Woody's Wherever.
Woody.
Came out back in February, I think. It's been a while. It's been on my rotation since then, but it's just such... You know, such a nice song to listen to. It's very chill. It has the lyrics, we're just traveling.
Ew.
So I was reminded of us doing that soon. And I think with it, you know, turning into spring now, it's just such a cool song for that, for spring, summer, or just like a driving song. Also nice BGM. And he has just such a nice smoky voice. I like it.
Ooh, smoky. I like
smoky,
that.
Smoky Woody.
Also, I feel like I just never listened to Woody's song. Why do I keep saying Woody?
Woody.
Woody songs.
Woody.
Because I feel like a lot of people have that name. Wait, is he the same guy as Woody Go-Child or is that someone else?
No.
Okay.
It's someone else.
There's just a bunch of Woodies in K-pop.
Yeah, there is. No, this one, I think he debuted with a group like 10 years ago, and then he released his first solo thing in 2019, so it really hasn't been that long.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just his most recent one, and I really like it.
Interesting. I'll have to listen.
Yeah. Wherever. forever.
Yeah. Put another woad.
Another woo to the gang, mm-hmm. the woo gang. Yeah. I was considering because the Dreamcatcher song always reminded me of a Yeongjae song. I was like, should I?
Again.
Again. No, you gotta give. Because we're not through yet.
Yeah.
He needs to release a new album so I can recommend some other songs of his, but
mm-hmm.
I guess not yet.
No, you'll have to
still
wait.
Still love it though.
Yeah.
Fine. I hate waiting. Really bad at waiting.
But we can do it. We'll meet the limits of our waiting.
Yes, and we will wait for another week till we can talk to you again. Talk at you?
Talk.
Oh, well, it's a podcast, is what we do.
Yep.
Anyway, please wait for us too, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Azure Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!